Tantor Audio presents Freedom's Dawn by Rick Brown. Narrated by Jeffrey Kafer. Chapter 1. Commander Dumar looked out through the blast-proof windows of the third-floor operations center. His eyes squinted in the glare of the setting sun, its waning yellow light flickering in and out as the smoke drifted past from the many fires of devastation still burning in the city. Most of the buildings across the parkway from him had been reduced to rubble as a result of the bombardment earlier that day. It seemed miraculous that while so many structures around him lay in waste, his seemed undamaged. It was indeed a testament to the accuracy of Ta'akar weaponry. It wasn't just his building that had escaped the destruction rained down upon them by the warship Yamaro. The majority of the structures still stood, some damaged and some not. As he looked out at his neighborhood, it appeared as if some enormous being had walked through the district, crushing buildings with every careless footfall as it lumbered across the sprawling metropolis that was his home. His city, Aitkena, was the capital of Coronair. It was the seat of not only the global government, but also of the entire Darvino system, in which the planet was a member. He had lived here for going on 30 years now. He had met his wife here, married here, and raised a family here. His home was only a few kilometers away to the east. The school where his children had been educated lay just beyond. In fact, much of his city was now gone, reduced to piles of rubble and bodies. The lives of the people of this world would be changed forever. The lives of his family would be changed forever. Even though it was all for the betterment of the empire he served, it saddened him, as it was destruction on a scale that few had ever witnessed. Unfortunately, he was one of those few. This was not the first time he had seen such utter disregard for human existence, and he feared it would not be his last. His home had not been destroyed. This he had already confirmed. Nor had any of his immediate family been injured in this attack, just as he had suspected would be the case. He drew in a deep breath and sighed as he wondered how many of his men could say the same about their homes and their families. He knew why this secret compound and his home to the east had not been targeted by the Yamaro. As the central operational command post for all the Ta'akar anti-insurgency units operating covertly on this world, its location would have been marked as protected in the Yamaro's fire control systems. In addition, as the commander of all Ta'akar anti-insurgency activity on Coronair, his home would also be on that list. He only wished that everyone under his command could share the same privilege. Had every one of his team's homes been spared, however, a connection might eventually have been made, one that might lead to their untimely exposure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?